Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to have two somewhat related questions. Number one is when it comes to putting on tefillin, how many brachas are said? One bracha, two brachas. And the second question is, what happens if you speak between saying the bracha and doing the act? So for example, if you speak between saying the bracha on the shalyad and actually tightening the shalyad, what is going to happen in that instance? Can you talk? And if you can't, and you did speak, what's going to happen? So to start with our first question, the number of brachas, this is a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The shita of the Shulchan Aruch is fundamentally under normal circumstances. There's only one bracha when putting on the tefillin, and that bracha is going to be effective both for the shel yad and the shel rosh, and that is the bracha of lachaniach, to put on the tefillin. And you're going to say that bracha right in advance of tightening the shel yad, and that's going to be effective again for both the shel yad and the shel rosh. On the other hand, the opinion of the Ramah is that there is a separate bracha that is stated. We say before tightening the shel yad lachaniach tefillin, and then before tightening the shel rosh, which we'll get into in a little bit more, we say al mitzvah tefillin. Now, it's interesting to note that in the Shita of the Ramah, the bracha of lachaniach is not only on the shel yad, it's both on the shel yad and the shel rosh. And then we have a second bracha specifically for the shel rosh. So the question then is, in the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that there's only one bracha, both for the shel yad and the shel rosh, what happened with the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, the second bracha? So he's of the view that that is going to be of limited use. Under normal circumstances, that second bracha is not said, but there are going to be circumstances it will be said when you're only going to kishitzari levarach al sheros levad, when you have to say a bracha only on the shel rosh, then you're going to say a second bracha. In other words, normal circumstances, there's only one bracha. It's lahaniach tefillin, and that's effective for both the shel yad and the shel rosh. But if for a certain reason you need to say a specific bracha on the shel rosh, then that's going to be the bracha al mitzvah. When would that be? For example, if somebody spoke between the shel yad and the shel rosh, putting on the shel yad and the shel rosh, you're going to need to add another bracha for the shel rosh. Or if somebody only has a tefillin shel rosh, so then you're going to say the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. So that's all in the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the shita of the Ramah, that we have two brachas, one we say before the shel yad, one we say before the shel rosh. Now it happens to be that the minhag is to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Ved after saying the second bracha. After saying the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Now it's very important to say that not too soon. It has to be said only after, when we say the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, and we tighten the tefillin on the shel rosh, the tefillin on our head, we tighten it, we put it in the right place, and only thereafter do we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, because if you say it before that, if you say the bracha, you say Baruch Shem, and then put the tefillin shel rosh in the right place, then you have a hefsek. You have a hefsek between the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin and the action of tightening the tefillin, and that would be causing it to be a bracha levatalid. You'd have to say the bracha again. So we have to be very careful in the shita of the Ramah that you say the bracha and tighten the tefillin, and only afterwards say Baruch Shem. Don't say the Baruch Shem before you have finished placing the shel rosh in the proper place. Now, when it comes to the statements of the, when saying of the brachas, we paskin that you have to say the bracha, and this is a general concept of brachas, kover la'asiyaso. You have to say the bracha before the action upon which the bracha is being said. And accordingly, when it comes to the shel yad, we put the shel yad in place on the arm, on the bicep, and we'll talk about in a future date, Amir Tashem, where exactly it should be. So we put it on the bicep, and only then do we tighten the, after the bracha, we say the bracha, and then we tighten, we tie the strap, so it has to be over l'asiyaso. And in addition, when it comes to the shel rosh, we are going to put the shel rosh on the head, but not in the exact place, and tighten it. We're going to say the bracha, and then immediately thereafter, we are going to straighten out the shel rosh and make sure it's in its proper place. Another interesting and important halacha when it comes to the first bracha, where we say lahaniach tefillin, the bracha is not lehaniach, but lahoniach, with a komatz under the hay. So lahoniach, and that is from the language of to place, the placement. Lahaniach bracha El Beisecha. That's based on that passage, Lahaniach Bracha, to place, that a bracha should be placed on your house. Because if we say Lehaniach with a Pasach, then that is going to mean to remove, to leave. As we say, Achichem Echad Hanichu Iti. So that means almost the opposite, to leave a certain jurisdiction, to aziva, to leave, as opposed to placement. So we have to be very careful to say Lehoniach and not Lehaniach. Now, when it comes to having a hefsek between the bracha, you say the bracha, we said that it has to be over La'asiyasan. So it has to be immediate, that you say the bracha and then you do the act. We say the bracha on the shal yad, and immediately thereafter we tighten the shal yad. We say the bracha on the shal rosh, and we tighten the shal rosh immediately thereafter. So we have it ready to go. It's on the arm, and then you say the bracha, tighten it. It's on the head, the shal rosh, say the bracha, tighten it. So accordingly, we have this concept of not having a hefsek between the bracha and the act. Accordingly, we're going to go through now various halachas in regards to speaking or the like, when it comes to saying the bracha before doing the act of the tefillin. So asur lahafzik b'dibur, it's prohibited to have a hefsek of speaking even one word, even if it's in Hebrew. Bein habracha lanachas tefillin, between saying the bracha and putting on the tefillin. And if somebody does have an hefsek, if he spoke even b'shogeg, even if it was by mistake, you would have to repeat the bracha. You'd have to repeat the bracha. So when somebody's putting on the shal yad, and before tightening it, he says the bracha, ready to tighten it, and somebody asks him a question, and he responds, you have to repeat the bracha. It has to be over la'asiyason, and it has to be without a hefsek. And also, you can't even say Yehi Shmei Rabbah and Kedusha. You can't respond if you're in shul standing there, and they're saying Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Baruchu, or Amen on a bracha. You would not be permitted to answer. And if you did, even if it's b'shogeg, not intentional, you would have to say the bracha again. And you cannot even say a bracha, an amen, on somebody else saying the bracha on tefillin. So you're dealing with your tefillin, he's dealing with his tefillin, he says the bracha out loud. Don't say amen to that between when you have said your bracha and the tightening of the tefillin. And hifsik b'dibur l'tzarach tefillin. How about talking for the need of the tefillin? So if that's the case, you're talking about something necessary for the tefillin, you would not repeat the brach. However, the chatchila also the hafsik afilu b'dvarim shem l'tzarach tefillin. Still, the chatchila, you shouldn't be talking about even things relating to the tefillin unless there's a real need and you have no other option. You have to do it right then. You have no other option. In that circumstance, then it would be okay. But otherwise, there should be no talking whatsoever between the bracha and the action of tightening the shal yad, or in the sheet of the Ramah, the shal rosh. Have a wonderful day.